Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Jason and I are just having a little laugh. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA for Press. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kathy in Ohio. Domestic engineering. We're going to save you some money today, guaranteed. We're probably going to even teach you things that you might not have thought about. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. How are you?
Kathy, I'm really, really well, and I hope you are as well.
I am, Vince.
Okay. I've got to tell you that I got your email a couple days ago about, you know, things that are in prices are going up, things that may be in short supply. And one of the items that came in your email was about kitchen trash bags. Would you care to tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are on kitchen trash bags and the cost?
Yeah, Vince, we talked about plastic going up and the quality going down. I heard you yesterday talk a little bit about your Rubbermaid containers. And I think you're right. I think the older ones, I'm sure, are thicker and more resistant to break. So the one ad that I saw, they had 40 kitchen trash bags for $10. And that's pretty high. You and I talked about the Sam's Club has, I believe you said 200 bins in that container or box.
Yeah, there's 200. It's Members Mark, and they call them the Power Flex Tall Kitchen Drawstring Trash Bags. 13 gallons, 200 count in a box, $18.98 for the box. That comes out to 9 cents each. And they work just fine.
You know, Vince, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They work just fine. They really do. And that's their house brand. And that's what we use.
A couple years ago, I happened to be at our grocery store, and I had bags that I had. My son did a project through, I think it was a business thing or junior achievement in high school. And the parents were asked to help out initially. And I think I paid like $15 to help. They gave me so many bags that I just used my last one. So I've been using all these bags for 20 years. But I was at a grocery store about a year and a half ago, and I saw these women like filling their carts with these bags or these boxes, and they were clearancing these trash bags out. They were kitchen trash bags, and they were clearancing them out. It was like $3 for like 150. Because I hadn't bought any, I didn't know, so I grabbed a few boxes. And looking back, I should have grabbed more because that's a good deal. But I'm going to get another box, like you said, Vince. But you know, Vince, one of the reasons that I think today's class will be valuable, I'll give a few things that I have just been researching and noticing myself. And I think this is why we're doing this, because things are going up so high. How are you going to be able to afford it if everything increases? Like one, right now is a good time, and I wanted to bring this up initially. If you need, I would say things like summer things and condiments, because of Independence Day coming up, they have these things on sale. So they'll have ketchup and mustard. And there is going, I've read there's going to be a mustard shortage. So if you look in your pantry and you only have one, you might want to pick up a couple more because they're on sale right now. But this is a good time to pick up these kinds of things because they probably won't happen again. Maybe Labor Day if they're even available. But, okay, dog food was one item. Vince, I saw one lady, she bought, I think it was Purina Pro. She said a 47-pound bag is now $90. The Borax, it used to be $4 last year. It's $8 now at my one grocery store. A mayonnaise easily runs $4.50. I saw one lady said hers was $8.99 at the grocery store. Bacon was $9 a pound. Philadelphia cream cheese was $3.29. And that's just one example. So if the things are going up so high, I believe that we should just either invent or substitute or figure out other ways around it. I mean, what if, one example, what if, like, Kleenex are, we can't get them. Maybe there's a breakdown in the plant or a fire or they can't get the product. Can you use other things for Kleenex? I mean, old-fashioned handkerchiefs, you can cut soft T-shirts into the, like, the same squares if you had to because those don't ravel when you wash them. So it's just thinking outside the box. And that was one of the reasons I think you and I wanted to talk about this today, Vince, is the cost is just, if even from a year ago, it's just going on some things. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. So there's the word kerchief, and that is something that women would put over their hair, right? But then there's a hand kerchief or handkerchief, and then there's a neck kerchief or a neckerchief. And those used to be common, you know, back in the 1840s through probably the 1900s, 1890s. Neckerchiefs were common for men, you know, out where I live here in Missouri. So, handkerchiefs, you know, you blow your nose in and put it in a washing machine. That was common when I was growing up. Now, no. It's disposable, you know, Kleenex tissues. But I don't use those. What I use, believe it or else, is the Member's Mark paper towels. So I will take, and they are half size. So there's a cut mark. You can take a full size paper towel, which is way too big, or a half size, which is too small, or you can put or tear off two and make it as one with a fold in it. And I will, when I go out on the farm, I will take one with me. I'll fold it up into so it'll fit in.
Okay, I want to talk about some other things that we can do to save money. And we were talking about food stretchers. And there's a lot of things that you can do to save money. And one of them is use less meat. So let's say you're going to have a get-together with people or you're going to make a dinner. You can make sloppy joes and make something to go with that, like to make a pasta salad or baked beans instead of everybody having like one or two hamburgers. So that saves you money right there. And there's food stretchers like we talked about, like oatmeal. Oatmeal is usable in a lot of things. You can add it to like your meatloaf. You can add it to like even I do sometimes if I have extra oatmeal, I will use it for my dog. I'll like kind of put it in her dog food, like maybe a quarter cup, third of a cup when I'm making her meals. Also for breakfast, and you can grind it for oat flour. And I will tell you, last time I was at Sam's, the price went up. It used to be like eight something. Now it's 12. Another food stretcher is pasta. So there's a lot of things you can do with pasta. One example was I made spaghetti the other day, and I had extra spaghetti noodles and extra meat sauce. So I waited a couple days, and I had enough for another meal. So all I did was pick a casserole dish. I greased it a little bit. I took the spaghetti noodles. I poured the extra meat sauce over the top, and I needed a little bit more liquid to it, so I added some marinara sauce, and I stirred it up. I put it in the oven, and I baked it for like maybe 30, 35 minutes, and then I took the cover off. Once it was warm and steaming, I took the foil off. I put some mozzarella cheese on the top, and I baked it. And it was another meal. And one of the things that you can do, too, is you can, now it doesn't freeze exactly perfect, but you could, let's say you had some pasta, like a penne pasta dish or something, you can freeze it. Just one of the things that I do when I freeze, I try to get as much air out as possible. I use the heaviest freezer bags or heaviest freezer container that I can possibly find, and obviously I date it. I use a lot of beans. You can make bean soup. You can add it to chili. You can do a lot of things. I have a recipe. It's a taco lentil chili recipe. And after the break, I will go look and see if I have where I got it from. I'm not exactly sure what source, but I have a recipe, and you use lentils. And it's nice. It goes in the crock pot. You don't have to cook any meat. So if you're in a hurry in the morning, you can put it in a big crock pot, turn it on low. It's got corn and cooked beans, lentils, tomatoes, onion, green pepper. And it's really good. Everybody really likes it. And then you can add, if you want to do guacamole or you want to add like cilantro to it at the end, you can do that. So those are just things that I think we need to think outside the box. So I know
that's great, Kathy. Yeah, I'm back.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got disconnected. I was just talking away with you, and boom, I heard the automation kick in and say no signal, and so I rebooted all my equipment, and it seems like everything's just fine. Kathy and I will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, in the beginning of the class, we were talking about trash bags. In class, I think this is really important, because one of the things that helped increase life expectancy was hygiene. And if you're not going to be able to get trash bags, if they are out of stock, what are you going to do? Well, obviously, you can use dog food bags if you have a dog. We use a lot of dog food. We have four dogs here. And they all eat like crazy. So we have those Purina dog food bags. And we save them. We don't throw them away. We save them, flatten them, and put them in the barn or the garage. And then we reuse them. Same thing with cat food bags. Same thing with cat litter bags. So when we cut them open, we are careful to cut them because we know that they have another use. It's just gonna, it might be in a week. It might be tomorrow. That might be in a month. So we save all of those bags. We save all of the Chinese factory curbside pickup, you know, food bags. Those T-shirt bags that have the handles and you take your food home in them. So we save all of those. We put them in the sun. We air them out. We use the ultraviolet light from the sun to disinfect them. And then we pack them in a box, and open lid box. And we pull them out as we need them, and we use them as trash can liners. And I don't just put one of them in a trash can. You know, I'm talking about a household waste paper basket kind of thing. They fit perfectly in these small trash cans. And I put like 10 of them. One, and then I put another one on top of that, and another one, another one, another one. And so if there's a leak, if there's a liquid in there and it leaks, well, it's absorbed or collected by the next couple of layers. So that's what I do. And if I find that some of the bags have holes in the bottom, they're so big that they would leak, I just put them in there anyway as additional padding for one of the layers of trash bags. So in the studio, you know, I've got a trash bag right next to me, and it's probably 10 trash bags deep. And when I'm done with the first, you know, the top one, I pull it off, tie it in a knot, and in the kitchen trash it goes, and then out it goes, you know, on trash day. And, Kathy, here's something that I've noticed. We are putting out less trash than we ever have since we've moved here, you know, 16 years ago, 17 years ago. We are down to one bag. Now, it used to be three bags, four bags. Not that we were extravagant, but right now we are not buying very much at all, and there's very little trash as a result of it. Are you finding the same thing?
Yeah, Vince, my kitchen trash bag, I probably go a week and a half. Now, if I have something that I know is going to be messy or has a lot of liquid, I will use like a regular grocery bag from the kitchen. I mean, from the grocery store, like a little small plastic one, and I'll just run it out to the big trash can. Or, you know, I have a big stock pot that I keep all my compost in. Vince, one of my, okay, I save bags too. Like, I save them from the salt that we use and bird seed bags, which I'm not buying bird seed right now because the cost is so expensive and I am concentrating on other things. But those are really nice because they almost have like something woven in them. So it's really nice if you've got something heavy that you need to transport or you need to throw away. And we do have some fish food for the fish in our pond, and those are heavy duty plastic too. But when I was a kid, Vince, I mean, it was before we had these plastic bags that we get at the store. My mom and dad used the paper bags. Now, back then, people did buy garbage bags, which we never did. My parents just said they couldn't afford it. My dad would take a paper bag. Now, it doesn't work if you have a lot of wet things, but he tried not to put that in there. Because I believe that back then we had a burn barrel and things, and my dad would put that stuff in there or bury it in the garden. But he would take a paper bag and he would fold down the top, and he would take newspaper, like he would take almost like a half a newspaper and put it at the bottom. So if something did fill, it wouldn't go through the bottom. And that's what I grew up with. Now, I don't do that now, but if you didn't have anything and you had a bunch of paper bags, it's something you could do.
Well, the reason we don't do it now, Kathy, is where do you get paper bags? They don't have them at the supermarkets anymore.
Yep.
Yep. And my parents did exactly the same thing with the newspapers, which we don't have anymore. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain last hour, President Biden said no matter how much it costs, the United States will continue to finance the Ukraine war effort.
We are going to support Ukraine as long as it takes. Look at the impact that the war on Ukraine has had on Russia. They've had to renege on their national debt for the first time since the beginning, almost well over 100 years. They've lost 15 years of the gains they made in terms of their economy.
Inflation is rising at the fastest rate in decades as the Fed moves aggressively to contain it. Numbers released today by the government indicate prices for goods and services rose 0.6% last month, or 6.3% from the previous year. 2 months ago, the figures were 0.2% and 6.3% respectively. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A massive manhunt is underway after 2 deputies were shot during a chase with a stolen car in Bibb County, Alabama, Wednesday afternoon. Bibb County DA Michael Jackson on WVTM 13 News.
But this happened in the Brownfield area in Bibb County on Highway 25. But he's armed and dangerous, so people in the area of Bibb, Shelby, Chilton, and Birmingham need to be careful and kind of stay in for a while.
As faith in the Democrat leadership wanes, inflation, border security, defund the police, gas prices, raging war in Europe, the complete failure and deadly Afghan withdrawal, Representative Beth Van Dyne, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax overnight said that the recent rumors circulating about another Hillary Clinton presidential run in 2024 shows that the Democrats are depleted.
Nobody is on their bench. Who else are they going to run? Where they're going to have somebody who's already won twice and lost. This is their best bet for trying to beat us in 2024. You've seen horrendous policies. I think it's also fairly, a strong statement against the current VP, that you've got Biden who picked the VP who can't even be considered a presidential candidate. But it's funny that Hillary wants to run again. I mean, between she and her husband, she was a New York senator. During this time, and if they have not had enough opportunity to ruin this country, I don't know how much more time that they need.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank God you're
take my.
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering. Kathy mentioned paper sacks that we used to carry our groceries home from the supermarket in. And we did the same thing. We'd fold over about maybe 2 inches in the top of the bag, which would keep the bag open. So you just fold all the way around the edge of the top of the bag. You fold it outward, and it would keep the bag open, and you could put your, and that bag would go into a trash, plastic trash container in the kitchen, and you could put your kitchen trash in there. It would be lined with newspapers at the bottom to absorb the liquid so that they wouldn't fall through the bottom of the bag if it soaked the bottom of the bag. That's what we used to do. And then those trash bags would be carried to the metal 40-gallon trash can with a metal lid, and once a week that would be put out at the curb, and it would be picked up by the people who haul away the trash. That's the way it used to be. We rarely see paper bags at supermarkets anymore, except maybe the small ones might have, you know, small independents might have paper sacks. But typically they want you to use plastic because it's less expensive. So here is something that I think is kind of interesting. So the first home that Mrs. Finelli and I bought together when we were first married was built in 1945. At the end of World War II. And the kitchen, it was a galley kind of a kitchen. Very little room. It was long and narrow. So there was a stove, and there was a kitchen sink, and there was counter space and refrigerator and those kinds of things. But there's only just a little nook area where you could have a small table for four people to sit at, but really tight quarters. But in the kitchen cabinet, there was one kitchen cabinet, base cabinet door. They opened it up, and there were slots in there that were specifically designed to store the folded, used supermarket grocery sacks, those paper bags you're talking about. It was designed so that, you know, once you got your groceries home, you'd refold that paper bag into its original manufactured and shipped shape, put it in there, and you could store maybe 20 of them in there. And that's the only house I've ever seen that had anything like that. And so, you know, it's like an era that's no longer with us. Paper kitchen trash bags. And in our house that we built in 17 years ago or so, I wired it for landline telephones. So there's a phone jack in every single room. And we even have a wall jack for a wall telephone. And I was just thinking, as I was looking at that, I was thinking during the break, that if a young person saw a wall jack without a telephone on it, would that young person say, "What's that?" I'll bet you they would. You know what I'm talking about, Kathy, a wall jack on, you know, like on a kitchen wall, right? For a wall telephone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have that in our house now, yeah.
But, you know, you'd think a young person, without seeing a phone attached to it, seeing one for the first time, would probably say, what in the heck is that? And it was in every house. In almost every house, right? So, Kathy, you sent me a video, and it was hysterical. Well, I mean, from our perspective. It was a few minutes long. And it was about electric cars. Would you like to share what that was about? I took the liberty to send that to Bert and Andy Gibbs and a couple instructors, and they thought it was, well, I don't know if Bert thought it was so funny, but the rest of us did. Can you share with us what that was about?
Well, it was a video of, it was in California, and it was a line. I counted the cars in line. I think it was 16 or 17 cars waiting in their electric cars. And they had charging stations, which were all full of people charging their cars. So, Vince, I can't remember, even with a partial charge, doesn't it take like 40 minutes to get a partial charge?
Yeah.
How long are these people going to have to wait to charge their cars? And it really was hysterical. They're all sitting there. One guy was standing outside of his car. Like, what are you going to do? They're going to have to wait probably 2 or 3 hours just to get their car charged.
Well, yeah. And I did the same thing. I counted 16 charging stations. Three of them were out of service for one reason or another. But so 16 stations, about 16 cars lined up waiting to be charged. Now, every single charging station had a car in it, except for the three that were out of service. So you had more cars waiting than there were chargers available. And all the cars that were waiting, if I remember correctly, had their brake lights on. So they were burning electricity for their brake lights while they were waiting. They're patiently waiting in line. And you would think there'd be more frustration, but you know what? there's probably no place else to go. They were probably on E, or, you know, the charge was virtually empty. I'm theorizing here that they had very little charge to go anyplace else. They were absolutely stuck there. There was nothing they could do except wait for the other guys and gals who were in front of them that were already hooked up and being charged. That's what it looked like to me. And I looked at the end of the video. There was this great big power transformer box. And I would say it is 16, I'm estimating now, about 16 times the size of the power transformer box for our farm. And that makes sense because it takes about 100 kilowatts to charge one of these electric vehicles. And if you think about it, the service panel on many homes is 125 amperes. So it probably makes sense that it would be about 16 times the size of the transformer that would run our entire farm. And that's just to charge these cars so they can go down the road for another 100 miles or so until they need another recharge. The bottom line, class, is it makes very little sense, if any sense at all, to have an electric vehicle. And from what I understand, there are very few technicians that know how to work on these things. And Ford just came out with an electric truck, and they already have a recall. It just was announced. They just started delivering some of them. There's a recall on them, and there are very few technicians. And Ford is kind of quietly letting the dealers know that the new model for the electric vehicles that Ford is going to sell will be sold directly from corporate headquarters. Now, there may be a showroom that has a couple vehicles in it, and you can look at it, but you can't buy them there. You can only look at them and then buy them directly from Ford with no negotiation, meaning you pay the one price. Whatever they say it is, if you want one, that's what you pay. And, it, you know, for me, I would never do that. I would never buy a vehicle that I would be trapped. Who is going to service that thing? Do you think you can take it to the local garage or your buddy or a shade tree mechanic and work on it? Absolutely not. You are absolutely hooked into whatever brand you buy and their service team. That's it, period. Because no one else is going to have the computers nor afford the computers to work on those computerized cars. So that's my thought, Kathy. For me, it doesn't work. I'm not getting one. And I'm just delighted with my 1996 antique Mercedes E300 diesel. No turbocharger, just great fuel economy, Spartan, and it's got, you know, 250,000 miles on it, and it'll probably go another 250,000 miles. At least I hope so, because I don't have any intention of getting rid of it. And so all of our vehicles are old because we can work on them. We can't work on an electric truck or an electric car. As a matter of fact, if you have a, you know, it used to be that you would, there was a term, Kathy, I'm sure you remember it, you would overhaul an engine, okay? So an overhaul would be a valve job, possibly putting new piston rings in, new rod bearings, main bearings, you know, gaskets, you know, take the engine apart, clean all the surfaces, remachine the existing surfaces, put the engine back together, put it back in the vehicle, and it'd be good to go. And that's called an overhaul. You do that with tractors. You overhaul the engine. I don't think you do that anymore. I think if you have a bad engine, you go to a junkyard and get a replacement engine. Or you get a rebuilt engine, which is, you know, three times the price. But really what happens is people junk the cars. That's really what happens. Kathy?
You know, Vince, you were talking about Ford. It's my understanding that General Motors is not built, or they're not, for the production year, I think they've gotten rid of all their small cars. They might have one, and all they're concentrating on electric vehicles. And you know, it's in, to me, it's insane. I, especially now with gas prices, I'm not saying that if you need a truck, but to have electric vehicles and electric trucks be your focus, it's. To me, it was too soon, and it wasn't thought out very well. And I think they're headed down the wrong road, too.
Well, I can tell you that if there were a such thing as an electric tractor, it would have a bigger battery bank than electric cars. because it does more work. And if it takes overnight, typically, or 8 hours to charge an electric vehicle battery, how would a farmer be able to afford the time, you know, an 8-hour charge for an electric tractor, if there were such a thing? And during hay season, there's no such thing. You go out there, and if you use up your fuel, you retank, and 15 minutes later, you're back in the field. So, and it's like this. If you want your cell phone battery to last a long time, you charge it at a lower current amount. If you want to charge it quickly, you can. The phone will get hot, the charger will get hot, and that battery will last less cycles for recharging. You won't be able to charge it as many times because you weaken the battery when you charge it with more current. And the same thing is true with an automotive battery. I'm not talking about an electric car. I'm talking about, you know, your standard 12-volt lead-acid battery. We have a charger that would put 200 amps into the battery, which is enough to jumpstart a car that has a dead battery. Well, we can set it for 200 amps. We can set it for 100 amps. We can set it for 40 amps, 20 amps, 10 amps, or 2 amps. When I charge a battery, I set it for 2 amps. It takes way longer. It takes 10 times longer to charge it at 2 amps than it does to charge it at 20 amps. It's physics. But the battery will last longer. I'm not saying the charge will last longer, but I will be able to use that battery for many, many, well, more years. So I always charge at the lowest charging amount possible. And if you have a cell phone charger, one of those little wall adapters that has a USB connector on it, and if you look at them and you'll see that they have different amounts of output. And the one with the smallest amount of output is the one that will let your phone battery last the longest. So just a thought. And you know, do your own research, class. Don't believe us. Certainly don't believe what's in mainstream media. Gasoline, Kathy, $13 in New Zealand. Gwyneth said yesterday that it was over $8 in Australia. That's for the cheap stuff.
Terrible, Ben.
Yeah. And farmers are not going to be able to make it. Absolutely no question about it. And the video that I saw about the farmer who is in Mississippi, his fields are dust. His garden is dust just like our fields. He can't make it grow either with 2 hours of watering a day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy in Ohio's with us, and we're talking about domestic engineering. And Kathy was talking about lentils, and I was thinking about split peas as well. And, you know, I remember my grandmother who lived, actually both of my grandmothers lived through the first Great Depression. And lentils were kind of a staple. They were, you get protein, they were easy to store, they're inexpensive, and that's what people ate during the first Great Depression. So I bought a bunch of bags of lentils and I put them in cleaned, used spaghetti sauce jars, packed them as tightly as I could to get as much air out, and they'll store for years and years and years if you keep them cool and dry and at a relatively constant temperature. So if you have a basement with a dehumidifier and the temperature is constant, you know, summer and winter, so it doesn't get hot and cold and hot and cold like in the kitchen it would, they'll last a long time. Same with just about everything. So if you have cans of vegetables and cans of tomato sauce and jars of tomato sauce, if you keep them out of the light, they won't turn brown, and the cans will last much, much longer. Now, some people turn them upside down, and then a month later, they turn them upside down again, and they keep turning them upside down, or, you know, turn them on one end of the can and then on the other end of the can, because what happens is gravity, if you think about peas, green peas, they're kind of soft. And if they just sit for a couple of years in the cans, the bottom peas get all the weight of the top peas, the peas above it, and they kind of get smashed at the bottom. So if you turn them upside down, you know, once a month or so, they'll be less likely to get smashed. But you might want to consider the lentils, and that's a great idea, because we are going into a period where food is, there's no question in my mind that food is going to be very difficult to get. Kathy, you sent me an email with a link. And this is a guy who is, he's got a garden, he's a farmer, and he is in the deep south in Mississippi. And he shows his garden, and he shows his garden soil. He waters it 2 hours a day, and it's still dust. It's exactly the same conditions that I've been reporting here for a couple of weeks now about our farm with our hay fields that are they're brown, and the grass that you walk on is dust. And our son and I were out in the field yesterday, and I saw this cloud of dust. He was maybe 300, 200 feet away from me, and I saw this cloud of dust. What happened was the cows were just, they were lying down under a shade tree, and they got up and kind of shook off the dust, and it was a cloud of dust from the cows just getting up and shaking. You don't see that very often. Actually, that's the first time I've ever seen it. And that is how dry the ground is. Now, if it's that dry here and in Mississippi, it's dry in lots of other places as well, and you're going to find lower crop yields, and that means that food is going to be even in shorter supply. And add to that the fuel price, add to that the fertilizer price, add, you know, 3x fertilizer, 2 to 3x fuel, and add to that the steel shortage and the plastic shortage and the diesel fuel shortage of trucks going back and forth and farmers not being able to operate their tractors because they can't afford the diesel fuel for them, nor the seed. You put all this together, it's a recipe for starvation. Kathy, any comments?
You know, Vince, I watch his channel. He's a very wise farmer. He's been farming 50 years, and they have a greenhouse. They have high tunnels. They have hoop houses. I mean, this guy is very smart. And for him, like he said, he waters 2 hours, and he said it's so hot that it just runs right through. And he pulled the corn stalk out and shook the corn stalk, and it just looked like play sand, like you play in a sandbox. It was just powder, and he lost the majority of his corn. He has some things that have survived. But if this guy has been farming 50 years and has, I mean, they're pretty much almost self-sufficient from what they grow everything. And like I said, they're very wise. And I'm not anywhere near that. When I watch him, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that was a new thing I should learn. But if I'm seeing that, that's why I sent that to you, because you were telling me about the conditions where you're at. And I'm hearing that it's spreading like even toward the lower Midwest. So I don't know if we're going to get that later in the summer, but we have not had a lot of rain. We've had maybe a quarter inch in the last 2 weeks. So I've been pulling water out of our pond, which is fine right now. It's not down very much at all. So it's fine. I mean, it goes down 22 feet. So I think I can use it for quite a while. But, you know, Vince, if he's having trouble and he's experienced, where does that leave, like, the rest of the average, you know, gardener or somebody just trying to grow things?
Yeah. They're going to be toast. They absolutely are. Mm-hmm. So, class, that's why you need to start gardening and learn how to do it. And you probably need to get out of Dodge. Well, actually, you do need to get out of Dodge. It's not going to work. Being in a city is a recipe for disaster. There's no question about it. When we come back, Kathy and I will be talking about things that you can freeze. You need a freezer. You need a freezer. And the most efficient freezers at the moment are the older chest freezers. I'm not talking about the little ones. I'm talking about like the 18, 20, 22, 25 cubic foot. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.